Win every argument. The art of debating, persuading, and public speaking. Written and read for you by Mehdi Hassan. Introduction. The art of the argument. I'm not arguing. I'm just explaining why I'm right. Anonymous. What would you do if tens of thousands of lives depended on you winning an argument? In 428 BCE, ancient Greece was in the midst of the Peloponnesian War. The city-states of Athens and Sparta were locked in all-out conflict, struggling for the upper hand. With the two powerhouses distracted, the tiny city of Mytilene on the Greek island of Lesbos saw an opportunity. The oligarchs in charge of the city wanted to throw off Athenian rule and make a push to take full control of the island. Egged on by their Spartan allies, the oligarchs launched what became known as the Mytilenean Revolt. It was a disaster for the Mytileneans. Athens wasn't as distracted as the oligarchs had hoped. The Athenian forces besieged Mytilene from all sides before the city was even ready for battle. And it crushed Mytilene's nascent insurrection. The Mytilenean leaders were forced to surrender to Athenian general Paccas. But the general didn't take it upon himself to decide how to punish the rebels. Athens was still a democracy, after all. He allowed the defeated city to send a delegation of 1,000 men to Athens to beg for mercy. As the ancient Greek historian Thucydides narrates in his History of the Peloponnesian War, the Athenian assembly gathered to vote on what action to take against Mytilene. It didn't take long to decide. The Athenians were infuriated by the Mytilenean revolt, and they were also afraid. What if other cities in their empire followed Mytilene's lead and rebelled against Athens? It would be the end of the Athenian Empire. The members of the assembly voted hurriedly and unanimously for a stark punishment, to execute all the men in Mytilene and to enslave the women and children. Straight after the vote, a trireme, the fastest ship of that era, was dispatched to Lesbos with orders for Paccas. Wipe out the adult male population of Mytilene. By the next morning, however, many Athenians were second-guessing the sheer brutality they had voted to inflict on the people of Mytilene. They wanted to consider a softer penalty. Athens being Athens, two orators were picked to debate the issue in front of the assembly. The first was the general Cleon, described by Thucydides as the most violent man at Athens, who wanted to stick with the original punishment, killing and enslaving the Mytileneans. He addressed the assembly at length and urged his fellow Athenians to resist the calls for leniency. Cleon raged against Athenian democracy itself if it were to back down from the demands of war. He said, "I have often before now been convinced that a democracy is incapable of empire, and never more so than by your present change of mind in the matter of Mytilene." And he warned his listeners against becoming very slaves to the pleasure of the ear and more like the audience of a rhetorician than the council of a city. "Punish them as they deserve," Cleon argued, "and teach your other allies by a striking example that the penalty of rebellion is death." Pity poor Diodotus. This leader of a more moderate Athenian political faction was tasked with making the case for clemency, and he had to speak right after Cleon's rant. Thousands of lives hung in the balance, and time was not on his side. The trireme was already on its way to Lesbos. For that matter, Diodotus was now defending the soul of Athenian democracy in the face of the vengeful anger of his opponents. Can you imagine the pressure he was under? Despite that pressure, Diodotus began slowly, his calmness a stark contrast to Cleon's rage. "I do not blame the persons who have reopened the case of the Mytileneans," he said, "nor do I approve the protests which we have heard against important questions being frequently debated," a dig at Cleon's scorched earth tirade. Diodotus instead built his argument around the importance of free and open debate, warning his Athenian audience how haste and passion were the two biggest obstacles to good counsel. For Diodotus, the case against a mass execution didn't rest on the guilt or innocence of the Mytileneans. He conceded that they had indeed revolted against Athens, but he argued only for the oligarchical ringleaders to be punished. His was an argument of expediency, of realpolitik,